The deputy administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency addressed members of the National Corn Growers Association meeting in Washington, D.C. last week regarding proposed rules for the waters of the United States. NCGA President Martin Barbary says they appreciated Bob Perciasepe's willingness to listen to farmers' concerns about the proposal.
They realize there's some changes that need to be made to make it workable for farmers and the environment. NCGA has taken the position that, yes, we're opposed to the interpretive rule, and yes, we think the rule itself needs to be changed immensely. We've taken the position that we want to work with the EPA and see if we can't put our stamp somewhat on that to make it better for farmers and yet let it still work for the environment.
Barbary says Perciasepe also talked about where EPA is right now in regard to issuing a final number for the 2014 volume obligation under the Renewable Fuel Standard.
He talked about RVO and that ruling on when they come out with those numbers. They are wading through 357,000 comments, trying to get a good handle on where that fleshes out. They had hoped, obviously we had heard, you'd heard, we'd all heard that it was going to come the end of June. It did not. Hoping maybe early September, October, sometime in that time frame that we get a number. The number needs to be out. It's really ridiculous. You know, he said we're behind time frame. I mean, we had some delegates stand up and say, you know, you're not behind time frame. You're way late. We need to get that number out. Hopefully it's a good number for us when it comes down to it.
While corn growers want to make sure EPA considers all comments and gets the final rule right, at the same time, Barbary says delaying that decision creates problems.
Sort of what has created this issue with RINs and that run-up in RIN price is the lateness of the oil companies getting the numbers. You know, they're supposed to have these numbers in the spring, they get them in the fall, and they're by the end of the year, they've got to have met their obligations. So it puts them in somewhat of a bind. We're not usually on the side of defending the oil companies, but in this case, they just need the numbers faster so they can get themselves where they need to be.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.